And right now, we go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline and check in with our good buddy from Letterman Row, Austin Ward. Austin, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. You know
Same
what?
I didn't even say that.
I didn't even say that. It hasn't even been a thought that has crossed my mind today.
No green on
that
here.
That it's St. Patrick's. No. It's wild. Literally, until you said it at that moment, I didn't even give it a second thought today.
Yeah, it's been, time, it's hard to keep track of. Who knows how long we're going to be in quarantine and without, spring football practice to talk about. It's like, there's not been a party that we plan to go to, and maybe we wouldn't with a 2.5-year-old at home anyway. We might be too old for St. Patrick's Day bar crawl, but man, all of this is so weird and foreign, and it used to be such a day that you had circled on the calendar, and now it's like, you don't even know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, it's just hard to comprehend, isn't it? It's just, it's really wild. What they should do is just have all the bars get together, and whenever we get over this and mass gatherings are allowed, we should just have a revamped St. Patrick's Day and just change the date on it. It's postponed. Next year it'll be on the same day. Let's just do it sometime in like October or something.
I'll meet you there.
Kind of like the Derby.
Yeah,
five months later.
That's fine. Let's do it. I know it's not St. Patrick's Day, but we can pay an homage to St. Patrick's Day. So, Austin, we know that it's been craziness for Ohio State. You have four commitments in the last 48 hours for them. The Boom Masters are coming out, and Pantone's tweeting and Ryan Day's tweeting, and it has been really crazy, to kind of follow this and how everything, like you said, is under quarantine, but Ohio State football is continuing to dominate the headlines. But if I were to ask you this question a year ago, and I would have told you that Ryan Day would be lockstep with Urban Meyer in his first 14 months and kind of what they've accomplished, would you have believed me? Because I don't think I would have believed me.
That would have been a lot to ask. Now, it's different to, like, we've got the hindsight now, and I had a lot of confidence that with what Ryan Day inherited, and once everyone from Mickey Marotti and Mark Pantone and Ryan Stamper and the staff, once that was in place, I certainly thought going into the year that they were going to be really dangerous and win the Big Ten and could get back to the playoff. And I thought that all that stuff was possible. Some of it was a wait and see when it came to the recruiting stuff, but Berm, our guy at Letterman Row, he assured me that and talked about the way that some of these younger people like Brian Hartline, the way they were going to attack it, that there wasn't going to be any drop-off. But it's still, now that it's here, it's still hard to, wrap your mind around the fact that Urban Meyer left, one of the greatest coaches in college football history, and not only has there not been any drop-off, but it's possible that it could still be elevated. Now, we are dealing with a one-year sample size, so I would have to throw out that one caution that Ryan Day still has to go out and prove it, but there's been no single sign at any point over whatever, 14, 15, 16 months that this is slowing down, and the recruiting side has actually picked up. When you're talking about just four guys this week, well, that's still got them extending a lead over Clemson as the top-ranked 2021 recruiting class in the country. That didn't happen for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. That's a real mouthful, and you can't win a national championship without great recruiting classes, and that stuff, they're not even allowed to host visitors or go on the road right now, and they're picking up four-star guys without even having them step foot on campus. It's absolutely insane.
Austin Ward's our guest from Letterman Row, lettermanrow.com. Austin, wanted to ask you about the article you wrote today on what you know about timing, scheduling. Obviously, this is a fluid situation, but how might you expect some things to happen for Ohio State if this springtime practice time maybe shifts onto a summer?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I'll throw that out there.
Sure.
Especially because it's constantly changing. I was last Wednesday there was really when everything, the tipping point and changed in the sporting landscape in the afternoon, I knew that Ohio State expected that they'd still be able to host people on a select basis and that they were going to play games, with no fans in the arena across the other sports in the spring. So that all changed within basically 30 minutes of Letterman Row and Berm and I reporting that. So that's my way of saying all of this can change. As you said, it's fluid, Matt, but I think that there is a lot of a lot of people across college football and college sports, but football in particular, are looking at the spring and what they lost. The recruiting calendar, where they instantly stepped in and said it's going to be a dead period. They'll try to make that up at a later date. Maybe they'll allow some visits when they wouldn't ordinarily be able to do that in the summer. The other part, as you're trying to get student athletes who play a very physically demanding game ready for the season, most coaches and some former players that I've talked to as well, they don't think that if you take out those 15 practices and then depending on how long they can't go through summer workouts, where, you know, with Mickey Marotti and that whole strength staff, you know, how long does it take your body to get ready? The NFL has the mini camps and the OTAs and all that before training camp. So how much of that might the NCAA give back to programs like Ohio State to get ready? I think the consensus is you have to give some, that just a normal August training camp would not allow these kids to be ready to play that game, you know, by September 5th. So, you know, Ohio State missed 12 spring practices. They're going to miss a bunch of organized workouts that they could have depending on how long this lasts. So I don't know how much they'll get back, and I don't know how you even balance it, because just to use Clemson as another example, Clemson, I believe, got through 9 practices. So did they use them up? Will they only get 6 and Ohio State could use 12? I mean, that's sort of the debate that'll have to come in a couple of months. Obviously, that's not the top priority right now, but for Ryan Day or for me trying to cover Ohio State football, that's one of the things that they're trying to figure out, because you need – to let these guys have an opportunity to get themselves back, because it's not going to be possible to stay college football game ready, you know, when you're working out in your basement.
We got Austin Ward with us from Letterman Row. He's joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. It's such a fascinating topic, you know, with all this going on, and we know this is unprecedented territories, Austin, but, you know, when you look at this Ohio State team and the way it's constructed right now, and the coaches who are at the helm of this staff, and, you know, kind of going back to the recruiting, because, you know, we saw Evans commit a couple of days ago, and Tony Alford, he's now, you know, seems to be, you know, raking it in when it comes to running back guys. But another name who has been floated around is Trey Sermon, who is, you know, former Oklahoma running back. He is in the portal. What do you think it would look like? You know, is Ohio State in on him? And if he were to get into Columbus, you know, what impact would he have?
I think that Trey Sermon and Ohio State are, from where I sit, a perfect fit. Now, the Buckeyes, I know with full confidence, are going to be involved in this second recruitment, grad transfer recruitment. When I look at it from right here, it's hard for me to see how there's a better landing spot or a better fit for both sides than this, for Ohio State and Sermon to get together. It reminds me very much of you know, what's happened now twice with transfers for Ryan Day. Obviously, Justin Fields was a unique situation and needed a waiver. But in terms of a grad transfer at a position of need, I would say that Trey Sermon has very much reminds me of what happened with Jonah Jackson last year. And he has the same potential to come in and be a potential starter and fix a position of need. Now, I caution, when I say fix, I've written many times, I still think Ohio State's running game is going to be just fine. Master Teague, you know, I don't think that you're going to get a fully healthy version of him at all this season. It would take some rapid healing from that Achilles injury. Now, that's happened before, but I think at running back, that would be a lot to ask. And then Marcus Crowley still out till the summer. Steel Chambers only had 3 practices to really be that starting running back, so that didn't help him or do him any favors. And then Mayan Williams would be there in the summer. Trey Sermon is a guy who has played for college football playoff contender. He knows what it takes to be in a big time program. He's played in an offense that, if you watch Lincoln Riley and Ryan Day, sometimes you can see them borrowing from each other. The offense would be familiar to Sermon. Sermon visited Ohio State twice when he was a recruit in high school, so he knows Tony Alford, the position coach. You know, 2,000 yards, 25 touchdowns with the Sooners. He's done it at a big level. And he did have an injury that slowed him a little bit last year. And then he was in a really competitive backfield for the Sooners, which I think is why he's looking for somewhere else to go. But the playing time is there. And then all those other things I just mentioned, that's, you know, that's a list that's 10 or 11 things long, that all of it points to that being a good fit. Now, does Trey Sermon want to do that? I haven't been able to talk to him yet this week, and we'll certainly keep trying to do that. But from where I sit right now, there's interest from Ohio State in Trey Sermon. And I think Trey Sermon knows enough about Ohio State that they're going to be on the short list of options for him.
Austin, as always, great stuff, man. You can follow him on Twitter at @AwardSports, writer for, of course, Letterman Row. We appreciate the time, Austin. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Anytime, boys. Hope to see you soon.
Yep, thanks, pal. Absolutely. There he goes. Austin Ward of Letterman Row joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
If